Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Heidecker, and you are listening to Hey Fan. Enjoy your morning.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. I had curry, and I'm so thirsty. Homemade curry. I realized I didn't drink water today.
Yeah,
I had like three coffees, and that was it.
Three coffees, one curry.
Seriously.
The Angus Truscott diet.
Four C's.
No water.
I just realized then I've had like a liter of water and it's got bubbles in it as well. No, that's a lie. I drank from my water bottle at work.
That's good, man. Yeah, but
it's okay.
Just curry flavored water.
It's so cumbersome drinking water.
Why? Water's delicious.
I know, it's not.
I have it cold. I just bought the most baller fridge. You have to get it plumbed. Like, yep. So there's a, it goes from your
my
tap.
My parents have that.
And have a ice maker and a water.
It's not as good as yours.
Chilled water.
It's like 10 years old, but they've got ones that come up and it's like, yeah, the water is from the...
Have I already bragged about this on the podcast?
I think so. This was like a last week one.
Look, get used to this, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey fam. You're welcome to Hey Fam.
Hi.
My name's Levins.
My name's Angus.
And I did not have any curry today. Oh, no, I did.
What'd you have?
I made some dal last night. I had the leftovers for lunch.
We made tikka masala.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
It was a vibe, like a slow cook vibe as well, sitting here for 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting all good.
That's why you meant to eat it for lunch, but then you realized that it wasn't ready for another 8 hours.
Yeah.
So you just had some more coffees.
I just drank. Yeah, I love the bean. I had a coffee here this morning, then a warm coffee, then a cold drip. I was exploring like different coffee culture.
Yeah, right.
It was great.
Which country's got the best coffee? Which chipmunk getting the best coffee?
Wherever International Roast 43 or whatever it is. I love that chipmunk's meme.
Oh man, which chipmunk getting the best head?
It's getting, yeah.
It's the best.
It's been a good year for memes.
I mean, I think every year, the last 5 years have been good years for memes.
I think you're right. It's gotten into like the Revolver era, if it was the Beatles career. Like they're just experimental now. They're kind of self-referential and not afraid to be weird. And then you look back at like the basic shit. Like she loves you, and it's like, you know, like troll faces and stuff. You
or
know,
like yeah, that baby with his fist. Yeah, like yeah.
Or like confused penguin and
or
stuff.
Or like angry wolf.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, I'm glad we got through the woods.
Yeah, I feel like in the last 5 years, you were getting like snippets of those kind of memes coming back, and like, no, stop doing those kind of.
Yeah,
memes.
we've moved on as an
I feel
art
like
form.
I feel like everyone's moved on.
Yeah, we all did LSD, and we've all moved on.
Revolver.
So what's been going on? Elder you said Skelter. You had a crazy week.
I just DJ'd at this dumbass. Well, it was fine. It was like a
if they're listening.
It was an energy drink party.
Yeah, you can say which one. We always mention names of energy drinks.
Which is one of those ones where we're like, I'm fine playing corporate gigs. That's fine.
Yeah. Who was it for? Like just people that worked there.
Yeah, it was the staff.
What do they do? Why do they deserve this?
They've been working there for 20 years. Probably not.
But really?
Wow. No, it was this energy drink's 20th birthday.
Oh, okay.
And they had a party.
You mean 20 years since they stole it from that guy in Thailand and turned it into... Isn't that cool myth about Red Bull? It's like a stolen brand or something, the recipe or something.
They stole energy drink Valor. But it was a 90s theme and...
Oh, cool.
I was just playing 90s bullshit. Oh, whatever, that's
Wait,
like, that, I can do
did
that
they have to dress
closed.
Up as the 90s?
Yes, everyone was dressed up. There was... Someone was dressed up as Wilson from Home Improvement, and I was like,
had
"Fuck yeah!"
In front of them,
I played the Home Improvement theme.
That's sick.
It didn't even register with him.
What a loser!
He just kept walking around, and while other people were like, "Oh, it's the Home Improvement theme, Wilson," and he was like, just not even it didn't register. And I was like, he came up to me later, and he was like, "Oh, hey, can you play
Rocko's
like,
Modern Life?"
Yeah, it's something completely unrelated, like you know, salt and pepper. And I was like, "Dude, I played you the Home Improvement theme," and he was like,
"What the
fuck's
Home Improvement?"
Yeah, my friend said you did. I'm like, "You were just walking around oblivious to it." He was like, "Oh,
I don't think so, Tim."
But yeah, there's another guy who was dressed up as like I guess like a kind of b-boy who kept requesting songs, and then like it was, they were all 90s songs, so at least he got the brief. But then he literally, I looked on his phone and his phone, he just Googled 90s hits.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just scrolling through it and then being like, "Oh, hey, play this." I'm like, "Dude, like I've been playing 90s songs for for 2.5 hours. I'm going to keep playing 90s songs.
Don't worry. I'm not going off menu.
I'm not going to be like, hey, I might explore the 70s for 15 minutes.
Guys, remember the 20s? Guys, remember, what's that dance?
So he held up his phone one more time, and then I wrote a note in my phone that said, "You've requested enough," and held that out to him.
Did he like that? Was that a big move?
He gave me a high five and walked away.
Oh, that's fair enough.
But maybe remember that a few years ago, I actually made my phone wallpaper just the big red letters.
Oh, there you go. So it was an Austrian entrepreneur.
That's cool. I wasn't going to say anything profound.
No, but it was inspired by a drink named Kratin Dang, which was introduced and sold in Thailand.
Right. And who was it stolen by?
Well, that's it. They took it from Thai.
Does Kratin Dang mean Red Bull in...
It means...
Dang means red?
India and bison.
Interesting. Red bison.
Yeah. I think maybe down the... It some legal things might have happened after that.
Right.
But yeah, you were saying... You
make them happen if they haven't yet. Thank you.
Well, seriously, I've given the listeners the power now. Again, the white man was inspired. The Austrian white guy was inspired from after... trying it in Thailand, which is like I stole the recipe.
So I used to have, for this reason, for the request, I used to actually my wallpaper was white background, red letters. It just said no,
and you just have to flash that.
And I would just hold my wallpaper up.
I like it.
But I think when I had kids, when I had kids, I was like, oh, I can't have that. That can't be my wallpaper anymore.
No, I think it's good to teach them that. No.
I mean, like, because you're meant to. You're not really a dad unless you like flaunt pictures of your kids as your wallpaper.
Yeah, you or you're a pedophile. It's like 50-50.
Yeah. Well, I like to keep them guessing.
You really keep those strangers on the bus wondering when you're sitting there by yourself. I see. I've always thought if I have kids, it would have to be, that'd have to be pretty good in a photo for me to put them on my wallpaper. Like, if I'm going to be looking at that, like, I'm all about, like, minimalism and design. Like, I might have to make, if I have a kid, like hide behind like an architectural thing I like, so I can then also let it be in the wallpaper.
Yeah
you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
I kind of don't feel also I don't want people to think I'm a pedophile is my big fear. If they're not with me at the time, they're like, what's that guy got a photo of a kid for? I don't have to explain myself,
right?
So I think I think you should have no, and I, or you should give me your no wallpaper.
I just, when you said pedophile, it made me think of my favorite moment of last year when,
there were so many,
but it was specifically when,
Hey Fam Live, you named a former pedophile who,
I was inspired by the man himself.
Mm. Big man Pell.
Big, not Pell, not Rat Boy. The man who called the man, what's his name? I can't remember his fucking name.
What happened?
He did the Tesla guy.
Oh, the man.
What's his name?
Elon.
Elon Musk, when he called the Thai, one of the Thai heroes, a pedophile.
He just called him pedo guy.
The pedo, yeah.
Yeah, and it came up again this week or something.
Well, there was another moment in the news because there's that girl, that like teenager from Sweden or whatever. Yeah. Greta, what's her last name?
Thunberg.
And she is Thunberg. She's copping some heat from even Trump, like fucking retweeted her and was,
oh yeah, she's copping it.
But some shithead was on Fox News, some like podcaster, and he called her a mentally handicapped 16 handicapped Swedish teenager.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know.
Which
is disgusting, but also at the same time, I'm kind of all about
And like
it.
Half of like SoundCloud rap.
Yeah.
Also like a genre on SoundCloud. Yeah, that was brutal. Also, she posted a photo of the Sydney climate strike, which I was at. But it was Chloe's photo.
Oh, really?
Didn't credit. And I was like, interesting.
She saw one of your girlfriend's photos.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, what's awesome is accreditation. So,
yeah.
And everyone was telling me that, no, she's autistic. Like, I'm like, no, that means she would know. Trust me.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be clued up on that, your DRM, digital rights management. I was a little, I mean, I'm all for her, but also a little dubious now after she doesn't accreditate photographs.
That guy's a complete shithead for calling her that, but I'm also amazed that his brain allowed him to say those words.
Well, he's not allowed back on.
He's not allowed back on Fox News.
What do you call it? 16-year-old Swedish.
I should find the 16-year-old
handicapped. Yeah. It's so bad because she's like, you know, she's getting that Time Person of the Year. We all know it.
Yeah, sure, for sure. Mentally ill Swedish child.
Again, it's a genre on SoundCloud. Isn't that what...
Yeah, that should be a band name if someone hasn't like made that their band name yet.
Who's that guy called? Isn't that Young Lane?
Young Lane. Hey, so we're going to talk about some video games tonight.
Yep.
it's been a crazy week. We've got links.
Yeah, what did you do? So the last time we recorded was... We saw Ad Astra, didn't we?
Yeah, Ad Astra.
And that's right. Then we're like, shit, here it comes. The flood. The game flood.
Yeah. So we got Link's Awakening. We got...
Which you just walked in on me playing.
Yep. You were naked.
I was playing. But there were no children on my wallpaper.
You just unlocked the ocarina.
There was no children as my wallpaper. Right. So it was fine.
You were like, hey, Levins, look what I can do. And then you...
got my phone out and was not at all.
Yeah, you got a new phone though. That's another flood.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was on the same day. That seems like forever ago.
So the same day. So it was the 20th of September.
Climate strike.
You had the climate strike.
Yeah.
You bought a new phone, the iPhone. Mm. What's it called?
11 Pro
Max.
But I got Max. I got that big size. Because I'm all about that life.
We had Untitled Goose Game come out. We had Apple Arcade hit phones as well. That shit's on Apple TV now. Have you been fucking around with
it? I haven't updated. Oh, yeah. Good call.
My watch is fucked.
Oh, what's going on?
The update's fucked my watch.
What's it done? Let's talk it out. I might be able to help.
Well, it says that I've burnt 5,347 calories today.
What's that? Is that good or bad?
I mean, that's considerably more than I should be able to do.
Sure. Interesting. Yeah, right.
And also, all my apps aren't talking to it anymore. I don't get notifications from... This is now an IT.
Go to the watch app. Try this one. I saw this. Then go to general.
No, this is some good content.
And then go to reset down the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And then go to reset sync data.
Hold on. Oh, wait. I think it's maybe they've unaligned. That might be it.
You got to figure this one out later.
Okay. This might be an off mic. I know everyone was excited for some riveting shit. But instead, I'll talk about more things that happened.
We're going to put that
on the 20th of September. Yeah, we got the Apple Arcade.
Damn.
And that was it.
Yeah, but that was still a vibe. That was big.
So we're going to talk about that today. And also, I want to talk about some fucking Batman news. Some good news from like, you know, when you think
we've gone through years of... It's interesting. It's like when DC goes bad, Marvel goes really well. And then Marvel seemed to be on this like incredible streak for the last few years. But has been soured for me, at least. Like, I'm obviously excited for the MCU, but extremely soured by the very public behind the scenes feuding over like a key character. And they kind of like made my interest kind of wane a bit. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, the illusion of that these were like passion based, like we want to make these for the fan. Like that was it completely destroyed. And I was just reminded like, oh yeah, it's like not about that. That's second. What it's about is like who can make the most money and how much they can make them, how fast they can continue making it. And then, you know, over in, you know, DC, we've had like Aquaman and just you know, the last few years were pretty brutal as people who like DC characters and DC comics. But then, you know, we've been hearing some pretty interesting things about the Matt Reeves, Robbie Pattinson.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we knew that those two guys were attached to this movie and like no other details. I mean, there was that rumor a while ago that there were going to be multiple villains in this movie.
Yeah.
So I guess we were expecting a lot of casting.
The only thing we've been told that Matt Reeves has kind of said is he's going to do detective work, which
is exciting.
That's very exciting.
That's what the Batman should be doing.
And we haven't really seen him do it in any film before. There's this bit of it in like The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But very not at all.
Yeah, I want to see some fucking detective. I want to see him whip out a bat magnifying glass.
Mm, yeah, and we need that.
And dust for prints.
Yeah, we need that.
Bat prints. But so we've had one confirmed actor. We now have a new Commissioner Gordon.
Well, I don't think it's confirmed.
Oh, it's not?
No, but it's like all but confirmed.
It's speculative. Right, okay, sure. It seems more confirmed than the other announcement.
Both are apparently like same.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Wright is apparently going to be our new Commissioner Gordon.
So good.
We great know casting. Him best from...
We've seen the new Bond films as Felix Leiter.
That's right.
And he's also in Westworld. As the robot.
Yeah. One of the robots.
One of the robots. He's in Broken Flowers as well, that Jim Jarmusch joint.
Okay.
He's around.
He's a great actor.
And he's the voice in Marvel What If.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Is he like confirmed for that? Is he?
Yeah, he's the Watcher.
Oh, that's awesome. Another great casting bit.
I'm just like, while we're talking about new Commissioner Gordons, we really need to pull one out for CrossFit Gordon.
Oh, man. I think about that constantly. That J.K. Simmons got so fucking ripped.
And you can tell it was all Snyder's doing because, you know, we've heard those talks about no sugar on it. No one's allowed to have sugar on them on the set.
Yeah.
Just how he like got a hard on filming Ben Affleck like lifting tires and stuff, and he's like, "Yeah, my Batman that does like CrossFit and shit."
Yeah, and like my Commissioner Gordon,
who had about 90 seconds of screen time in like a 2.5 hour film.
Yeah, just two lines
and
of dialogue.
Was in like four layers of clothing.
Yeah,
like trench coat, hat, like shirt, like just we had no idea what that body was.
Whatever.
Like
I'm sure he doesn't really regret getting ripped. I mean, maybe
he's probably regressed. Like, you know, that would be a Hollywood rip. That's where true, they like yeah. pay you to go like. Oh, for 3 months you got to train and then we'll shoot. Like people, you see actors when they're not shooting movies, their bodies are extremely normal and
yep.
always just like, I can't wait to eat a hamburger. Like, yeah. They usually like, wasn't like by the end of it, Hugh Jackman was like, I hate playing Wolverine because of like, it just like,
What happened? Your phone's playing some music.
I accidentally asked a song to play and it's something I don't know.
What song is it?
I don't know.
I guess his phone started playing a song called.
It's Lewis Capaldi.
I don't even know what that is.
Neither do I. Interesting.
Very cool. Thanks, Siri.
Those Hollywood dads, they're like, you know, when they're not shooting movies or
yeah,
they're
totally.
Not four well, or something, like, they just look normal.
Some of them aren't even allowed to drink water.
Hey, I think I'm on one.
That's what you're trying to do. You're on the Hollywood coffee, and curry.
I'm on that. Let's do lots of coffee. with the announcement of Jeffrey Wright being circled for Gordon... That's kind of the first time I've had 100% like, oh, this has nothing to do with the Snyder Batman. I mean, in a way, you could have seen them if they cast Robert Pattinson and somehow said, oh, that's Bruce Wayne younger. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
Hearing that, I was like, oh, unless like he has that Michael Jackson disease where his skin went white, like, which they could do. This is definitely not the Snyderverse.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be so good if they're just like, look, we need to put it in there and just go like, oh, my skin's starting to
get
a little...
He gets the same disease that Alfred gets in Batman and Robin.
Totally. That incurable disease. But that was kind of, for me, the first confirmation where they're
McGregor's
just like...
McGregor's disease, what
was
it called?
Yeah, it was like a name. It was like, yeah, it was so funny. Where they're just like, no, this has got nothing to do with those. Which is... funny because it's just like that movie happened like less than 2 years ago, the last one, and they're just like, yeah, don't talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be crazy having like
Aquaman
and
Wonder Woman
that exist in their own. Well, I mean, we don't really know because Wonder Woman is in the 80s, but she's still linked to the same franchise as Aquaman
because she appears and they've been in two films together, Justice League, and then the amazing sequence where she opens up a file of Aquaman underwater.
Yep.
Still so hard to believe that movie happened and it was only like 3 years ago.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, it seems like DC are now just going, cool, we're not, don't worry about
interconnected. Well, so there's
going
to be an 80s Wonder Woman, a 70s Joker.
Yeah.
An Aquaman and a modern day Aquaman and a modern day Batman, but not linked.
Yeah. I think they're just like, Batman's fine on his own.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah.
If any DC character can have... like an existence with no other superheroes. Batman's the one. You've got the Bat family.
Sure.
You've got Robin. You know what I mean?
But, like, you know, those are all the Batman movies we had. I've still want a good movie. Good movie universe.
You know that won't make Justice League for another 15 years just because of the like totally. Box office poison. Like Jesus. That's ruined all chances.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, out of it, all characters who could
it's
afford
upsetting.
To stand alone, the Bat family for sure. You've got Robins. You've
sure.
got Batgirls. You know, you've
well,
got so
it,
many
I mean,
people.
He can in
and
just
the Rogues Gallery
in just the same way that Spider-Man can as well.
Absolutely.
But you know, now that we've at least
well, I don't want Batman to be interconnected because I've had a taste of how that works.
Yeah, sure.
And it's horrible because he regresses to like Whedon-esque one-liners. But with the Spider-Man thing, we've had the taste of how good it is.
Isn't it funny that the two biggest heroes in the world, like I would say arguably Spider-Man and Batman, like throughout history.
Yeah, Spider-Man, I think merch-wise, technically, I was reading, sells more merch than Superman and Batman combined.
Right.
But they are, I would say, the two most recognizable heroes.
But both of them, it's so difficult to have them play with other heroes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I know why for one of them, but the Batman one.
No, Batman is just, it's entirely Snyder's fault.
Yeah.
I mean, and all the Warner execs that allowed it to happen, but like,
just imagine being him and just like, I was the first guy to put Batman and Superman in a film together, and I stand by it. Like, imagine,
and they yelled,
going, like,
they yelled their mother's names at each other.
Yeah, they screamed about their mom and a character that I introduced a year ago died by the end of this one. The character who this universe was based around, this cinematic universe, I killed him off in the second film.
And then another,
where he got a second credit, like he wasn't even top bill character.
Yeah,
because
totally.
I have such a hard on for Batman.
Yeah,
but I've only read The Dark Knight Returns, so I guess that's what he's like. But yeah, it seems like they're really just moving away from it.
Which is smart.
It's so smart. You'd have to do it.
But it doesn't make me think about what the hell is going to happen in the future.
Yeah. And I think Joker will be the first test of this, being like, hey, look, a standalone works.
I mean, we already know a standalone works because DC have done so many standalones.
Oh, totally.
In the past,
yeah, yeah. But I think like in their post, we're doing a cinematic universe.
Yeah, yeah.
When Joker comes out and, you know, it'll do what it does, they'll say like, okay, now because that worked, we can do standalone movies.
So Angus is going to go see Joker tomorrow. So tomorrow.
Yeah, this I would have seen it by now.
Yeah, wow. What do you mean?
Well, it's like 11. I will see it starts at 6:30.
Oh, this time tomorrow, you mean? Mm. Right.
I would have seen it.
Okay, I see.
By this time tomorrow. Yeah, I said that really weird. I'm the Joker, baby. Just
already twisted. You haven't even seen it.
Going as my favorite Joker. Santa. No.
Oh, no. Leto?
The Santa Barbara Joker.
Oh, good.
No, Santa. Which one was it? Santa Cruz Joker.
Santa Cruz Joker, yeah.
Yeah, I'm twisted.
There's one classic word that he always says.
You'll never catch me, Ant-Man.
But now, we also got the rumor is that Jonah Hill is in talks to be a character in this new Batman movie as well.
Apparently, they're tossing up between Penguin and Riddler.
Okay, I reckon that is pure speculation because everyone's like, oh, he's a big dude. It's got to be Penguin.
No, I don't know. Reputable, which again, yeah, whatever, as if they're reputable, is like, it's coming down to deciding which villain they want to focus on.
Yeah.
For this film. Or maybe because there's a rogues gallery.
Yeah. I
mean, he's picking one.
Penguin, I really love Penguin as a villain, but for me, Penguin has to be an older dude. I like him as like an aristocratic, but also linked to the underworld. Mm. So like, you know, like a crime boss, but he is able to live above ground, even though he's an underground figure.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah, he's so opulent.
He's corrupt and he's almost like Lex Luthor of Gotham. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, too often they're just like, oh, he's the Penguin. He's fat and he eats fish.
Well, the Burton films really like reaffirmed that.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? And that's like the look now.
And I remember like Philip Seymour Hoffman was rumored to have been
that's right.
Well, he was he asked? Did Nolan ask him to play?
No, the Penguin wasn't ever like a character that I think he was going to do.
Oh, right.
I think it was just like, you know, people were saying like, oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's a good actor. I guess he might maybe be in the new Batman movie as a Penguin. I think it was one of those classic internet rumors. Probably had no ounce of truth to it.
So my favorite element of Batman comics, I realized the other day, is that my
what are your thoughts on Jonah? Like,
well, yeah, so this is where I'm going.
On that Carl Smith, what do you think?
I want him to be. So I realized all my favorite Batman characters are cops.
Mm. Commissioner Gordon, you are a snitch.
That's true.
I read the superhero comics and my favorite character is the cop.
Commissioner Gordon is such a good character.
Yeah, but he's more than a cop.
Exactly.
He became Batman for a while.
Then you have like the flip of him. I love the corrupt cop. Harvey Bullock is like just such a great. I mean, if you watch the animated series, he's my favorite character.
And I think he's in animated Gotham, series. That show.
Right. Whatever, that show sucks, I'm sure. But
the Arrow.
I have so there's a comic called a one shot called A Bullet for Bullock,
yeah.
Where like Harvey Bullock who just hates Batman, because you know Batman's always there when the cops aren't, and in this comic.
Bullock's one of the characters created by Bruce Timm, wasn't he? Like Harley Quinn.
No, Bullock's been in
oh, really?
In comics for a long time.
I thought Bullock was a Batman character, an animated character who worked his way into the comics.
No, he's in 80s and
yeah,
60s,
right.
So, yeah.
Who is there a cop that was?
It's not important. Harvey Bullock. I would love for Jonah Hill to play Harvey Bullock.
Yeah, I can see that.
As like a grizzled, like, corrupt cop who...
Yeah, that'd be a vibe. Is he too big a name, though?
Yeah, he was created by Howard Chaykin and Archie Goodwin in 1974.
There you go.
Yeah, he's like... He can be on Batman's side if the story needs him to be.
But he can also be like, Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's an old school cop who... He's only corrupt because he hates that now he has to deal with heroes and you can't do things the old way.
You kind of see where he's coming from too.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You don't hate him. He's not like, kill Batman because I'm a cop.
And I also love Renee Montoya.
Yeah, Montoya's cool. Who's she become? Some like
hero? The question.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I think my love of the cops is because of Gotham Central. Like, which is
amazing run. Is that
beautiful Rucker? Series. Yeah, Greg Rucker and Ed Brubaker.
That's a sick run. That's like, what, mid-90s? Like, 94, 95?
Mid-2000s.
Oh, wow.
Early to mid-2000s,
I'm all off tonight. My numbers are off.
Damn, bro.
I'm getting old. Time's infinite.
It's those three coffees and one curry.
Seriously, you will see through time if you adhere to that. I think Jonah Hill's probably, unfortunately, but those characters, I would love to. I think a Bullock would be perfect, but Bullock... Jonah Hill's maybe too big a name now to be what wouldn't be a main villain. It would be sick. Imagine if he was a main villain.
Of course. Like, I'm just excited to see him in anything. But like,
yeah, it is really like that good. That's that Hey Fam luck, isn't it?
So I can't. I reckon that it'd be way harder to reinvent. Like, I think the Penguin, because I've read and I know so. Like, I'm much more familiar with the kind of like crime boss underworld figure of the Penguin as opposed to just like the, like, you know, guy who like fucking straps rockets to penguins and eats fish,
which is still like, I still think that take is very cool
and
weird.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into that take, and then like bites the nose off
someone.
But
I think there's a lot more to play with to reinvent that character. I actually think you'd have a lot more trouble doing something credible with the Joker after Jim Carrey's take.
The Riddler. Yeah.
What did I say? The Joker. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, the Riddler. I mean, yeah. I love the Riddler, but
the Riddler's always had like, and unfortunately, for better or for worse, was always like considered by people who weren't like readers, I guess, of the comics or whatever, like B-grade Joker. You know what I mean? Why would you use the Riddler? And they're very different characters, very different motives.
I like him as a guy that is there to play games with Joker, and like he sees him as like someone that can match wits with.
Yeah.
Not someone
different
that,
wits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, I think that makes him a lot, like, I think he's more fun than Joker, just because Joker, the anarchy that Joker brings isn't why I like comics. I like it to be still rooted in crime.
Whereas you know me, I got the anarchist cookbook.
That's true.
In there.
Yeah.
I got the clown makeup on now.
You sent me a fucking photo of yourself.
Oh, there's a filter. Yeah.
There's a clown filter on your phone now. Is this why you got the new phone?
Yeah, that's the one new feature.
Yeah, right. That's the Mac. Only the Mac does
when you get
that
Max.
One.
Yeah. It means maximum clownage. I'm all about anarchy.
But yeah, I think. I would love to see it, but I can't imagine a good take of on the Riddler in film after.
Yeah,
Carrey's
I don't know.
Version.
You can make him more like the, you know, the, what was that run a few years ago, the Scott Snyder.
I hated the way that Snyder depicted Riddler in that.
I mean, he could go
the
with
dumbass
that
sideburns and shit.
Well you mean
Snyder's
not physically?
Fault.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, you could. Yeah, but I don't think Snyder was like must have sideburns in my character notes. But you know, you could play with that, like somebody who like has a complex and holds that whole city like ransom, and that could be interesting look for a Batman film too. Like,
I just kind of I can't imagine Jonah Hill in green.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, we're living in a world where the Joker's wearing a red suit now. You know,
that's true.
These things aren't twisted. As confined as they once were.
Do you reckon Jonah Hill's ever worn green? Should I Google that?
Definitely worn green. I've seen him in green.
He's wearing a green beanie. There we go.
Can we get McLovin for Two-Face?
Two-Face, my
favorite
Batman villain.
You know, he's got two alter egos. He's got McLovin.
Yep.
And then whatever the character's name is in that.
They should get Michael Cera.
Folger?
Michael Cera and Jonah Hill to play
Two-Face.
like to be, but like you see, you CGI, so it's both their
faces. See, McLovin suits it because he's got two personalities.
Yeah, sure, okay.
He's McLovin and is it Fogel?
No, yeah, okay.
And that's, so he's perfect for two.
Okay, well, how about Jonah Hill gets cast as a ventriloquist and
Michael Cera is the dummy.
Scarface.
Scarface, yeah. Yeah. I could see the all of Superbad. And then you got Bill Hader can be the Riddler.
And Seth Rogen be Clayface.
Yeah, I think that, oh, Bullock.
Oh, you sure? Great. Yeah, actually, fuck, Rogan would be amazing.
Rogan would be a sick Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm pumped for this take. It's like so funny. Like Batman, I was this time last year, I'm like, I don't want to see Batman for a long time. And now I'm like, fuck man, everything about this is sounding like my type of shit.
Yeah, I really want a Batman movie. I love Batman movies.
It would be nice to be proud to go to see a Batman movie that's not about CrossFit or women called Martha. And Arpatz is such a baller actor as well.
Yeah, fuck. Who do you feel worse for? Actually, I don't feel that bad for J.K. Simmons because he managed to get ripped out of it. Even though,
yeah, now he's in Spider-Man again.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But now he's had that
franchise. Not in Spider-Man anymore. So fuck. I feel worse about that.
No, J.K. Simmons is it's the curse.
I feel
he keeps getting these cameo roles.
I feel so bad for Ben Affleck.
Yeah, remember this movie that we're talking about right now. Remember he was writing and directing it and shot teaser footage of Deathstroke.
Fuck. I'm so glad Deathstroke isn't the villain.
He's such a boring villain.
So boring.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I've read good comics with him in it, but I just
good comics by him.
Right, Deathstroke wrote him for you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty good. He's on that Frank Miller shit, just super alt-right. He's just boring. We're just being two old guys fighting, right? Like, isn't that, what's his name? Slade.
Yeah, Slade Wilson.
Yeah. And wait, what's Deadpool's name?
Wade Wilson.
Is that a play on it because they look the same?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Deadpool's wild. Actually, I want Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool in New Batman as well.
Right.
I want him in every comic book movie.
Just Deadpool and everyone, like, hey.
Just humping things.
Yeah, yeah. Punching himself in the dick.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm vibing, man. I hope that, I seriously hope that happens.
Yeah, I think like Jonah in a Batman movie could be so dope.
Fucking finally.
Angus has just updated his Apple TV. There's the Apple Arcade logo in the middle. Let's talk about Apple Arcade, Angus. Oh,
wow. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you had the beta of this last week.
Yeah, I think when we recorded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it came available, I think, the next morning, like when you got up. Huh?
Yeah. And so...
Damn, this looks so much nicer, huh?
This is awesome. So you got that 4K Apple TV too.
Yeah, it's hot. Hey, look at that. Jim from The Office. Elton from The Office.
Elton John from The Office.
The girls from The Office.
I obviously we had so much coming out last Friday.
Too much.
Like we both pre-ordered the special edition of Link's Awakening, which actually didn't arrive for me until Monday.
So what happened with that? Did you order it to be delivered to your house?
I guess I don't think they gave me a choice. I don't know.
Where'd you get it from?
EB Games.
See, I collected.
Yeah, my Amiibos came to the store, but
that's so weird. Maybe it was by error. Maybe.
Who knows? They're dead to me.
Oh, look, it's playing scenes from Aladdin.
In fucking 10K.
Yeah, not even.
Point 1K. 10's a lot higher than 4.
I watched this again on the weekend.
So yeah, you had like a crazy movie weekend.
I didn't go to bed till 9 a.m. on Sunday. After waking up at maybe 8 a.m. Saturday.
Because you were watching movies or because you were partying?
No, because it was a friend's 30th.
Oh, this was party rocking.
Come back here.
You sent photos of...
Of me, my Evangelion.
Yeah, you're dressed up as Unit 1.
How good was that outfit?
That was amazing.
Yeah,
Where'd you get it from?
So, from the Evangelion store, my friend whose girlfriend... The guy whose car I was minding.
Okay.
Well, you know Lloyd.
Everyone listening.
Everyone knows Lloyd. Yeah, you would know Lloyd if you listen to this.
Alex Lloyd.
His partner's... It was her 30th. She's like a cosplayer. Like, she goes around the world cosplaying.
That's awesome.
She does like Disney princesses like to a T. She got invited, I think, to go to Tokyo Comic Con.
So Unit 01 is her favorite Disney princess.
No, she's like, it's a Comic Con 30th. And she booked out a venue and stuff. But while they're in Japan, I was like, hey, I found this Evangelion outfit. I'm going to wear it. Like, it's perfect. Can you pick it up from the Evangelion store? Because it's like $200 online. And
yeah.
He could get it for like $100. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, oh, I'm actually in Ikebukuro where the store is. And just picked it. He's like, yeah, it's light as well. It like folds up. So
it was
don't worry about
such
it.
A good costume.
It's so good, huh?
It's like this, like, yeah, like kind of like soft fabric Unit 1.
Legit too. Evangelion. Like from yeah. It's like legit merch. It's not like that bootleg.
Awesome purple. Like the eyes look sick. The mouth
so
looked
good.
Awesome.
Let me whip up some photos. And Chloe went as Misato.
That's a good combo. Did you win best dressed?
I mean, I don't know if they gave it, but yeah. Look at that shit.
Oh, the best.
That's like a good outfit for two people, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And that was like from Alibaba or something. She had like the proper Misato outfit.
It's a shame that you couldn't be drinking your Bisous instead of Asahis.
Yeah, it's the best we could do given the circumstances. I was going to go as Pen Pen at one stage.
Oh, really? It's
a fucking penguin. Pen Pen and... but I was like, I just look like a penguin. I'd rather look like... A beast-ass robot. And then then there's photos you can see me saving to my phone at 6 a.m.
You put these on your Instagram stories,
as the
too.
Night goes on. And then...
So you were party rocking.
Party rocking. The party wound up at 12 because it was at a venue or something. And everyone's like, oh, where do you want to go? Do you want to do something? And then we were with like another pair of friends who just had got back from the States actually and had been to like Galaxy's Edge.
Yep.
And then we're just like, we were already party rocking by that stage. And then if you catch my drift, and then we're like, oh, just come back to ours, you guys. So just ask
and
for
got
chilling
here,
on the couch.
And you went, party rockers in my house
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, we're just chilling. And then this blind was closed. And then it started getting super light. And I was like, oh, we've been here for 9 hours. Like, you guys should go now. And then woke up feeling absolutely disgusting the next day.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Well, that day.
We'll do that to you. Fuck.
And then we just watched.
What time did you wake up? Did you go to bed at 9?
Midday.
Okay, so it's
I can't sleep that long.
Yeah, right.
And then I was like, oh my God. And I had stuff to do, which I couldn't do. And then just watched 3 movies. And Aladdin was the first one because
so
I hadn't seen it.
Aladdin, Between Two Ferns.
Yeah. And King of Comedy.
King of Comedy.
Because Chloe hadn't seen it. I was Rank like, them. Oh, if we're seeing Joker, King of Comedy.
King of Comedy, number one.
Yeah. Between Two Ferns and Aladdin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I haven't heard very many positive reviews of... Between two
also,
ferns.
I was like, I couldn't drive a car. So maybe I probably couldn't do my, like, I probably, I you know, I wasn't able to operate heavy machinery.
Don't trust your ability to rank movies.
Yeah. Also, like, my gauge was probably off. I did spend most of Aladdin on my phone because we'd only seen it like 2 months ago or something.
Yep.
I was just trying to put together pieces of what had happened. But I had to get up at 8 that morning on the Saturday because the guy whose birthday it was, the car I had of his, we had to change the tire because I told you like someone destroyed his car
at the front of your house here,
yeah, like
right?
someone drove into car. You this Jesus. Guy like drove into it and destroyed it.
That sucks.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a long day. It was very long. And then Monday I just basically from waking up to going to sleep, I wanted to murder myself. Like, I actually wanted to kill myself. Yeah, so I'm so glad I'm better now.
So
it's all self-inflicted.
Apple Arcade came out on the Friday. It is a new service that Apple are offering to all of its customers. It's came out on phones. It's now on Apple TV. It's on iPad as well. And for $4.99 US or $7.99 Australian a month, you get all of these free games.
It's great. I mean, Google's already launched their competitor today.
Yeah, which is amazing. Hilariously reactionary.
Yeah, but it's also not as good because they're not, it's just any app.
Yeah, it's not exclusive.
And then none of them are exclusive.
I mean, it's still like paying a small amount of money for
well, like
a bunch
we said,
of free
we
shit.
Saw these. We said last week, you know, these guys are going to do it first, and then within like a few days, everyone's going to start going, oh yeah, we also have this now.
Yeah, totally. And
you play that one, Sneaky Sasquatch?
I've downloaded so many of them. There's just too many. It's like 60 something games.
Yeah.
And they're across so many different genres. I've pretty much only been playing the golf.
Same. It's incredible.
It is so funny and so fun. Oh, I kind of wish I was playing it on my Apple TV now. That'd be a great one to play with a remote.
Yeah, let's see it.
Pulling it back.
Pulling back that force. You can't do that, Chief. Only I got that one. That's a secret I'll never tell.
But it's so...
It rules, man. That game's so fun.
What the golf... Yeah, it's just like... it's like a physics-based golf game. And you start out as like a pretty normal kind of golf thing, and then almost immediately you pull
it
back
destroys that.
To release the ball,
and player goes,
yeah, the club goes, or the all yeah. the, and so you end up you're like,
and eventually you're like, there's like Mario tribute levels,
there's portal levels, yeah, there's super hot levels, like there's first person shooter levels.
It's so good.
It's so much fun.
What's
so
your least favorite game?
I tried a few weird little puzzle games that were fine, like Tint. I played the color mixing puzzle one. It's like, you know, relaxing, but it feels like I was like, I could be playing anything else.
I love the name of this game.
Various Day Life, a daily life and adventure RPG.
Oh, it's by Square Enix.
Wow, so it's probably terrible. Did that just come out? Yeah, I think there's a bunch of new ones added in the last few days.
Yeah, type.
So there's like, there's a lot of great indie stuff on there. There's a lot of Devolver Digital games. There's also a bunch of like Konami games.
Capcom.
There's a Capcom game. So they're working with like Japanese developers too. And the coolest thing about it is you can pair a PS4 or Xbox controller to it through Bluetooth. And
you
can
done
do that
yet?
I wasn't going to do it with my phone, but I'm definitely going to do it with my Apple TV.
Yeah. You just do it this way, I guess.
And that means you now have a 4K console.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, it's my first 4K. I can't wait to play What the Golf as my first 4K console. That's great.
It's insane service.
Yeah.
And so hilariously, like, you know, as I'm playing it, I'm thinking like, fuck, imagine if this existed when Nintendo made the decision to start making iPhone games and mobile games.
Yeah.
Because they were so badly burned by Mario
Run. You know what
Mario
I did tonight
Run.
Before you came? I played Mario Run.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, I installed it just to see what it was like again.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, it's still really good.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the shit out of the movie. But
yeah, it's great.
Game. But
it looked beautiful.
You know,
it's probably still the best looking Mario game because this phone screen's so stupid. And
yeah.
Oh, and I was playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, so I'm about to get to that.
Yeah.
But like, so obviously they burned themselves. They did Mario Run and they were like, you know, it's free, but if you want to unlock the full game, it's 15 bucks Australian or 10 bucks US or whatever for all these,
Send
you know, a big level pack and this fun multiplayer experience. And everyone was just like, fuck you, I'm not doing it. And it did really, really badly. They didn't make...
So it was a great game.
It was a great game. And so then the next thing they did was that Fire Emblem game, which had heaps of microtransactions.
Oh, yeah. And everyone was like,
That did super well, though. That's their most successful mobile experience so far. And they did an Animal Crossing one with microtransactions.
That's right.
Michael's
transaction.
That's a good name. DJ name. Michael Transactions.
I like that.
And
this
then,
time he's saving receipts, Michael Transactions.
And then what else
you
have
know
done
what?
Recently?
It's positive, Transaction Hero.
That's true. Michael Transaction.
It's like the Arnie movie, The Last Action Hero. It's Michael the Transaction Hero. I think that's super positive.
Yep. Bring it, make it happen, Arnie.
I'm trying to. I'm sitting here trying to make it happen. Oh, sorry, Kitty.
After they did Dr. Mario a few months ago, they've just launched. It went live a couple
World
of hours
Tour.
Ago. Mario Kart World Tour, and I was excited to see it that I could download it, and then
couldn't
play it all day.
It was such a weird move.
But
then again, I remember it was Nintendo.
But so Nintendo have actually this is a free to play game with Michael Transactions in it.
Michael Transaction. He's my favorite racer.
They are my favorite racer. How much, what have you played of this game so far?
I came first and apparently it was live, so I was racing against other people.
Right.
First four times.
Did you
and then
simple
I got
controls or the drift controls? Yeah, because I tried playing it while I was DJing and I was just
the
like,
drift was hard.
It was really tricky. You
gotta
go the opposite
very
direction,
different
right?
To control it. Yeah, I didn't really feel, the first one I didn't go so well, but I came first in the next like three
so
races.
So you kept the drift controls on?
Yeah.
You got used to them?
Fine. Yeah, good, of course.
I'll persist.
Well, it said pros.
I'm sure Tommy
Dassler and I'm like,
went straight to the simple controls.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That idiot played Fire. Oh, what? No, what was it? Astral Chain. He was saying how hard it was. And then he goes, oh, so what mode are you playing on? I'm like, oh, you know, like PT mode, like the. And he's like, oh, I'm playing like casual mode. I'm like, how is it hard? Guy needs like his handheld constantly while playing games. It's, I mean, it, I get it. Maybe you want to play it fast or something, but man, it's kind of like, you know, bathwater. His would just be bathwater. Wouldn't be Gamer Girl bathwater.
Right. I see what you mean. Know?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Is it good? Does it work?
It was fine. I would never play it again. Because, well, I just finished like a few races and it's like, here's some rubies. With these rubies, you can get... And I was like, oh yeah, I've got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah, totally.
On so, a
and you Switch. Got, it's not new tracks, is it?
There were some new ones. I played like a new Donk track.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they called it New York. Here, I'll fire it up. We'll see how...
Why the fuck would they call it New York?
Because it's world tour. So they've got like Japan, England, New York, Paris. That's the only four places in the world, I guess. Come on. Yeah. So it's all that dumb shit, daily challenges and shit. So this is original track.
What is it? GameCube.
Oh, GameCube. No, yeah, there you go. I'll be Bowser, I guess. I guess that cart and I guess that. And look, it just adds like people. I guess they're real.
Yep. Apparently they're real.
I mean, are that many people playing it right now? I guess there are.
Yeah, definitely. Would be.
But and you only do two laps? Okay. I mean, look, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks excellent, doesn't it?
Like, it looks better than a Switch because technically, like, you know, the iPhone is way more... Well, not technically. The iPhone is heaps more powerful than the Switch and the graphics on the Switch aren't this good.
Yeah, it's weird doing it in, like, portrait landscape mode.
Yeah, sorry, portrait, yeah. I mean, it's hard to control. Like, I don't really know what's going on. And, like, if you just don't do anything, you go straight. You see what I mean? But, yeah, it looks gorgeous. But also, like, I think it's impossible to fall off the edge, see?
Well, I mean, yeah, so you're right. Okay, so that challenge is gone. The challenge instead is trying to...
You have to get coins as well. It's one of the first times, like, I guess coins are a thing because you want to get them because you can buy shit with them. It's all about...
And you swipe forward to use items.
Throw a weapon forward and then back to...
Throw it back behind
you. Yeah, so I'll do forward here because it's... Oh, I'm not going to fall off the edge. Boom, see?
Red shell.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, but it's also just like Mario Kart watered down. I mean, in a way, you know what? I do think it's better than you're seeing like Sega Racing and shit where they just actually try to port it with touch controls.
Yeah, you know, it is clever. That
which I'm just like, don't do that.
Yeah. But so anyway, do you know that there's a like a system you can sign up for, like a program where it's $4.99 a month, the same price, or $7.99 in Australia a month. To just play this, like, you know, unlimited, like a normal game.
You're kidding.
So, yeah, it's the same price
as Apple Arcade. Where is that offered?
In the store, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, those cheeky fucks. No one's going to... I wouldn't pay that much for this game. Like, for monthly access. I don't care.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Interesting. Yeah. See, I'm going to try and fool around with it, but it just, yeah.
I mean, I play it and then I'm just like, I don't like this.
I wish we
Mario
weren't
Run
getting...
Mario Run felt like a really clever take on a Mario running game.
It felt like, yeah, like a brand new game for mobile.
But this doesn't still. It just feels like...
Yeah, and it wasn't an endless runner either. Like, you know, you're still playing like these tailor-made
walls. You had to
courses
do like time things and jump on enemies.
Totally. And I wish we got more, like, instead of them going, like, how do we do a Fire Emblem game for mobile? How do we do a Mario Kart game for mobile?
Yeah.
How do we, you know...
Remember that I'm going to do a Zelda one? I doubt that's happening now.
But imagine if they made like a 2-hour phone experience and put it on Apple Arcade.
Yeah.
Like, I hope Apple and Nintendo are talking about that.
Just remember that day Shiggy came out on stage and showed off Mario Run?
Yeah, and then he was on Jimmy Fallon.
It was so crazy. Yeah. Man, they had such high hopes.
Well, they were burned.
Yeah.
And that was during like the worst period in Nintendo history too. Mm. Like the Wii U shit. And...
Yeah, it was a dark time. I keep forgetting that was before the Switch.
Yeah.
It did that classic thing where, like, I went to play this game and I downloaded 300 megabytes. Remember how it's like, we just need to do the server update, you know, on the Nintendo game. Yeah, same when I played Mario Run just to see how it was. It was like, we're just downloading some data and it's like 150 meg. And you're like, oh, wow, what the fuck are these games do?
Yeah. I really hope that, like, Nintendo don't just continue to make, like, shitty, you know... You need to get crystals to...
Yeah.
You know...
I think they will.
Yeah, all that kind of bullshit game.
I think they will. That shit's huge in Japan.
That's true. Yeah.
Fucking bummer.
But like, you know, at least when they make like some boring fucking dinosaur RPG, like whatever that Dragalia Lost was.
That's so weird. That doesn't seem like Nintendo.
But I don't care. I'd be like, oh, that's not for me anyway. Like, you know, even if they put that on one of their consoles, I wouldn't really feel obliged
Dragalia.
To play it. Dragalia.
Yeah, let's see how this shit goes.
Angus is firing up What the Golf on his Apple TV. It's in glorious 4K.
It does look good, doesn't it?
It looks fantastic. I'm definitely going to get the same brand of TV as you, but I'm just going to get 10 inches bigger at least.
I love it. I mean, your living room is going to be bigger than this.
That's true.
This is perfect.
Oh. You've got the, what's this one, 55?
Yeah.
They do a 65, and then is it 75 or is it even bigger than that?
Oh, you go that way. So you push forward. Oh. It's different to the phone, so you have to.
Interesting.
Yeah, if I went any bigger in here, it would be kind of fucked up, I think. You know what I mean? Imagine if there was a bigger TV there.
Yeah, totally.
It just wouldn't be good.
I showed Archie What the Golf today, and he like had to put the phone down because he was laughing so much.
It is so funny. It's weird playing it in landscape, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks good though.
Yeah.
Definitely great use of a 4K television.
Yeah. Look at him, that little bitch.
But like, you know, you look at all like early NES games and Game Boy games. Obviously, we're going to be talking about a Game Boy game in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But like, you know, Nintendo has such a long history of making like little games that would... And like, I would love...
Excite Bite or something.
Exactly. I would love for them
Excite Bite. It's a fun eating game.
I would love for them to work out a way to like make small experiences on for phones.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing about Apple Arcade is that like there's no expectation of game length.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're paying for a service.
Yeah.
So it could be like a 15-minute experience, and like because you didn't pay 99 cents or $5 for it,
you don't feel ripped off.
Art is art, you know. Like if a game is like, hey, this is a 15-minute experience,
yeah, it's
like
fine.
you know what you're paying for when you're going in. But I feel like people will be more inclined to just being like, yeah, fuck it, this is something cool that you can only get on this service. Like, I hope developers there's less like pressure to make games so big and bloated. Because even iPhone games, like, you know, I would love to be able to have a bunch of games that only take a couple hours to
finish. Yeah, that's the dream. That's the perfect mobile game.
Definitely. But that said, what the golf is like hours upon hours of courses and
pick
shit.
Up and play. Like, it's so pick up and play. It's so much fun. That's the whole point.
God, it's a fucking good game.
It's the one I've gone back to more than anything. It's just so simple and addictive because you do one and you're like, oh, go do another one.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is such a vibe.
That's definitely the game of the show.
Game of the year?
It's one of my favorite games of the year, definitely.
Game of the year award?
We're going to do the 10 best Apple Arcade games.
I don't think I've played 10. So
John Valenzuela, my co-host of all the Spoil Games, is all he's doing. It's just mainlining Apple Arcade games.
Oh, well, maybe do it on that pod.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, I haven't played 10 yet.
It's all right. I know. We love to interrupt each other on this podcast. Yeah. We're very professional.
I spin a lot of plates, you know. Apple Arcade's just one of them.
So Link's Awakening, a Game Boy game that came out towards the end of the Game Boy's lifespan. And then
towards the end? I don't know if that's so true at all.
What came out after Link to the Past?
Yeah, but the Game Boy... Oh, I meant like, you know, I was including the Advanced.
Right, sure. But I mean, like in terms of the original Game Boy. And then after that, they relaunched it. I think
it came out like midway through.
Well, then they remade it for the color because there was the color version with the color dungeon. I played it a couple years ago on the 3DS because they put it on the virtual console there.
Yeah.
Did you get it then?
No, I played on the Game Boy, but I borrowed a friend's copy of it. I didn't have it, but I borrowed a PAL. We swapped. I loaned them Super Star Wars.
Fond memories?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's such a great game.
What's better, Super Star Wars or Link's Awakening?
Oh, Link's Awakening.
Yeah, Super Star Wars is fucking hard.
Yeah. Link's Awakening for sure. It was so fun. And I just loved how weird it was with like weird Nintendo Mario graphics and shit.
Yeah, heaps of like weird Mario bad guys showing up. Which is
limitations, wasn't it?
And there's a bunch of side-scrolling level parts in this game and you jump.
Fuck, we should have done research, but was that because of limitations? Like they're like, oh, we've already got these sprites made for Game Boy.
I don't know.
It was weird. Because at one point it started development as a port of Link to the Past.
That's right, yeah.
And then, I don't know, because of limitations, I love limitations, statute of limitations. They're like, oh, we're going to make it shorter.
Yep.
Or we've got to do something different.
There's only so much you can pack onto a game.
I think it started off as an experiment. Like people were doing it after hours.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. And then Twin Peaks inspired a lot of parts of it, which is kind of funny.
And like, yeah, because there was only two buttons on a Game Boy
the menu item changed.
Whenever you want, and obviously, you know, like Zelda games are all about now I need to use the shovel. Now I need to use the bow and arrow. I need to use the magic, whatever. You have to pause your game.
Love and, the Pegasus boots.
Map things to different buttons.
Now look, it came out June 93. Like I would say that's not towards the end of the Game Boy's lifespan.
Well, yeah, the end of the Game Boy's lifespan is like 95. I mean like before you have the color Game Boy iterations.
Look, it says lifespan 89 to 2003.
I don't count Game Boy Advance in that timeline.
That's not counting that. That's like saying the Game Boy's lifespan.
Well.
So I guess the pie's on your face. Pie's on. Yeah, Link's Awakening began as a port of Super NES game, Link to the Past, developed after hours by staff, but it grew into an original project with a story and script. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. And it's one of the only, obviously, yeah, one of the only ones not to take place in Hyrule, which is sick. And it is so weird. It's got such a weird feeling to it that is akin to, not akin to, but like, how you feel kind of when you play Majora's Mask, you know this is a different Zelda.
Yeah, totally. Like, this is a Zelda game that Zelda isn't even in.
Yeah, which is great. I hate that bitch.
What?
No, it's just like, she keeps getting kidnapped and stuff.
You're a Tetra guy.
Maybe go for someone else. Yeah, Tetra is so much cooler.
It was such a bummer when in Wind Waker, it's like, hey, Tetra, you're actually the boring princess.
Yeah, but for some reason, you're tanned when you're the pirate. And when you become the princess, you're white. Some very interesting Japanese politics there.
So the Link's Awakening remake is on Switch. Came out last week.
It was the same people who did like the
Grezzo.
Grezzo.
Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask.
Grezzo is sick. It sounds like a Italian masturbator.
That sounds like that rat from the Muppets.
Grezzo.
Grezzo, yeah. They also made a really good game called Ever Oasis for 3DS. Oh my God.
What's it called? Ever?
Ever Oasis.
That's right. Like, I did know that.
It's like part town sim, part RPG.
I remember that game. I remember you were bumping that.
Yeah, it's really good. But yeah, so they've made this. They've ported it. It's like, you know, very different visual style.
Nintendo, we've never seen a Zelda game look like this.
Yeah.
I love the look.
It's called, what do they call it? It's like tilt shift toy box.
Yeah, it's like tilt shift toy. Everything's shiny. It's like things don't. Having things be so shiny is pretty like out of vogue now.
Yeah.
But it suits this world where it looks like you're playing with like a playset.
Yeah. And they're copying a little bit of heat because there's like a little bit of lag. I've not noticed too much lag. People are up in arms about it. I haven't really. Angus. There's like a blur that happens when you move between screens. That's fine.
I'm into it. It's fine. The game looks gorgeous.
Yeah. The music
I haven't played it
is brilliant.
Undocked yet.
I've only been playing it undocked.
I mean, when you got this.
It's good. Yeah, it's true.
The music's stunning. The score is gorgeous.
Yep.
The array of orchestration.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's just, man, just hearing the overworld theme.
And the like the quality of life improvements just by having a, you know, a system with more buttons on it. You know, you're
sick little features, being able to add stickers to the map, and like the history button is something I hope they introduce into all Zeldas.
That's very true. You're able to kind of, you click the history button and it shows you everything that everyone's told you.
That's such a vibe.
All the dialogue. But yeah, like there are some items that just once you get them, they just stay mapped to a button. You don't need to equip them.
Oh yeah. Like Pegasus and the, shit like that.
The thing that makes you lift heavy shit.
Oh yeah, the power. Fuck, was that an item you had to shift out?
Yeah, yeah, you had to take that on and off.
It's so brutal.
It's so annoying.
But every time you pick a rock up.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Power bracelet.
Yeah.
Man,
I hope they remake.
Even your sword, you have to map your sword.
That's so stupid. I remember you had to map sword and shield.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll let's cut to the chase? Do you think they'll do Link to the Past?
In this style?
Man, thematically, it would be funny if they were working on it after hours.
I mean, given that we've just gotten Link to the Past in the SNES collection, I don't know. Like, yeah, I think they're more likely to do the Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons games.
Does that keep the... That's a Wind Waker style, isn't it?
And they were both made by Capcom, I think.
Yeah. So, I honestly think they'll do Link to the Past.
Yeah, right.
I think it'll be like a weird thing where they know the legend of Zelda. The legend of like the devs working on it after hours as a hobby. Imagine if they're just like, oh, we used the same graphics and here's the over... Like, all we had to do is design the new world.
Make Link to the Past in the original Link's Awakening graphics for Switch. So it looks like a Game Boy game.
I would love that. Man, hopefully we get the Game Boy store on there or whatever they call it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
On my SNES controller shipped today.
Yeah, I want my cake and I want to eat it too because I want to be able to play the original versions of these games and I want them to remake them and I want them to make new games.
Guarantee we would just play with the remakes. The old ones would be so painful with like weapons management and shit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but there's such amount of charm to... I mean,
For sure.
I've just the.
But this game, as we've discovered, has its own charm.
That's very true. If you play the Dungeon Maker shit though, that shit is so
no,
bad.
No, I had no interest either Disco, when I saw it announced.
Just steer clear. It is no good.
Same with me and Mario Maker. Love the game levels that are made, but I ain't in the game making
this
business.
Is like, but I mean, the crafting tools for Mario Maker, you can at least respect them for like, were you to want to put the time into this, you would have a good time. But I can't see anyone enjoying themselves with the Dungeon Maker thing in Zelda. It's not.
I got some cards and he's like, cool, I've made these rooms. You can do
so
what you
want. You get given like a bunch of different rooms and the customization just means you can just put the rooms in different order. You can't alter anything inside them.
Yeah, I don't care for that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just want to play the game.
I would love to play like some weird, trippy, like custom-made dungeons.
Oh, if like cool game designers or other, like, you know, people who are good at that shit made them, I'd definitely tap into it.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to make dungeons, baby. I'm here to break dungeons, you know?
So also on the same day, we got Untitled Goose Game. I want to save our thoughts on that for PayFam this week.
Honk.
Because every single week we record two episodes of PayFam. One of them is called HeyFam. The second one is called PayFam.
People say we're crazy, but I don't think we are.
And if you want to listen to it, you got to pay $5 a month. It gets you an extra episode of HeyFam every
single
week.
I say here's to the crazy ones.
When do you say that?
Every time you wake up? You must be crazy recording two episodes a week.
And you say,
and I go, you know what? Maybe we are. And here's to the crazy ones.
So this week we're going to be talking about the latest episode of Righteous Gemstones. Oof. The latest two episodes. We're
gonna maybe Jonah Hill again.
We're going to be running around with pickles in our mouths.
Yeah, we are misbehaving.
Of PayFam. Yeah, we are. Untitled Goose Game. I read a few other things. Oh, the Sony State of Play, the video game news keeps coming, Angus.
It does. We got a lot of...
There's a piss-colored PS4 controller coming to Angus's house.
How excited about that? No, I'm not...
It's so rank, bro.
I can't do the custom consoles. They just don't age well.
Well, save your thoughts on it for PayFam, everybody.
Yeah. Plus, everything in this room, like that whole entertainment unit.
That's not saving your thoughts.
It's all black, you know?
If you want to hear Angus's further thoughts on piss-colored controllers, we've got to go over to patreon.com/HeyFam.
Also, that game does feature a lot of pissing, so...
It's very
thematically on
It was definitely deliberate. They were like... Kojima was like, here is a bottle of my piss.
Yeah. Well, no, it's make the baby. It's that harness you carry.
Here's a bottle of my piss with a baby in it.
Yeah.
Can you make a controller that looks like this?
I mean, look, if I had a lot of money, I'd get it for collector's purposes, but I'm not here to do that.
I'm also looking forward to getting an update on Angus's hentai habits.
Yeah, I read... what did I read last time? Your stepmom. I read another series, the one you recommended when you left.
Oh, shit, my aunt?
No, what's it called? Closest Neighbors?
Fuck.
I read that in entirety.
Okay, well, looking forward to talking to you about that. If you want to hear all of that horny bullshit, head over to patreon.com.
I forgot I have to. Thanks for reminding me. I think, you know, when I got my new phone...
You didn't get the Toomix app?
You can't download the good shit on the Toomix app.
Yeah,
so.
Watch the good shit.
I wonder, man, Toomix would be perfect on this big screen.
So we will either see you next week or we'll see you over at patreon.com.
Some listeners have hit me up too. They've DM'd me going, oh, I think I'm on that Toomix 5. And some have gone pro and have been screenshotting like some of our greatest hits. Oh, I started a new one called Secret Friend, I guess, by the looks of it.
Can you please read... my aunt.
You know what stopped me? It was the art style, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's what's so appealing about it. It's so hideous.
Oh, Secret Neighbors. Is that different to Closest Neighbors?
I couldn't tell you.
look at these three titles. Secret Friend, Closest Neighbors, Secret Neighbors.
Closest Friends.
This one sounds interesting. It's new. It's called The Giving Girl.
Okay, well, let's hear all about it.
Thanks for reminding me about this. I forgot.
No worries, man. That's PayFam now is just about hentai. And if you want to hear it, patreon.com/HeyFam. See you either there.
Oh, no, we realize it's not called hentai. It has a... Remember what
Manzu? Jason Manzoukas.
Yeah, I've got to find... Where's my aunt? It should be in the like, hits. In the, like, these are the best ones.
I don't know if it's even...
It was charting.
It was charting?
Oh, it was like one of the most popular... Oh, ranking.
Man. Imagine if we became like a anti-charts.
Imagine if like we discovered whenever we spoke about this, our downloads went through the roof and we just became like a hentai podcast. And I'm like, sorry, honey, I got to fucking read my aunt tonight because... Yeah, my aunt's still number three. Closest Neighbors been number one for a week.
Wow.
You know what? I got to say, that was like pretty good. Like the art style.
Save it, bro. Save it for PayFam.
Yeah.
If you want, that's the thing. I'm okay with us discussing hentai, but as soon as you start ranking it, rating it, reviewing it, that's some PayFam shit. And I'll see you over in PayFam.
See ya.
Enjoy your morning, everybody.
Toomix.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.